USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Washington and Moscow have accused each other of dangerous maneuvers after two warships came within meters of a collision in East Asia. The near miss took place as days after a similar close call between planes. Washington says it took place in the Philippine Sea, while Russia says it was in the East China Sea. Both sides blame the other. President Donald Trump has come up with a new name for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she said she wanted to see him in jail, not impeached. In an interview which aired on Fox News, hosted by Laura Ingraham, Trump hit back.
She's a disaster, and she made a statement. It was a horrible,
when you were
nasty,
overseas,
vicious statement while I'm overseas. Now, if I made any statement about anybody, it would be like a big head. Why would he do that when he's overseas? She didn't want to. She is a terrible person, and I'll tell you, her name, it's Nervous Nancy, because she's a nervous wreck.
The president saying Pelosi is incapable of doing deals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
The serial killer linked to as many as 93 victims is indicted for two more decades-old killings in Cincinnati. 79-year-old Samuel Little, housed in the California prison, expected to plead guilty in August. Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac tells the Odessa American,
"What I hope and pray is that this day can be about closing the door and giving the families of these victims some resemblance of peace."
Philanthropist Hugh Culverhouse Jr., who's given the University of Alabama some $21.5 million and promised even more, now urges students to boycott the school over the state's controversial abortion law. The University Board of Trustees voted Friday to give back the millions and take Culverhouse's name from the campus's law school, named in his honor, saying it's because of his interference in the operations of the law school. According to the White House, President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs on Mexico are set to take effect Monday as planned. Republican Congressman Tom Reed on how he sees the president's strategy.
What you're doing is disrupting the environment to bring better outcomes long term.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The front-running Democratic White House candidate flips his stand on an abortion law. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President, now presidential contender Joe Biden, changing his stance about what's called the Hyde Amendment, which bans using federal health care money to pay for abortions. After years of support of that policy, he tells a crowd in Atlanta on Thursday night,
"If I believe health care is a right as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code."
Explaining he changed his position because of recently passed abortion restrictions by several Republican-controlled states. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
How would you like to visit the International Space Station? Well, a select few who have the money may be able to do it as soon as next year. That, according to NASA's Chief Financial Officer, Jeff DeWitt.
NASA is opening the International Space Station to commercial opportunities and marketing these opportunities as we've never done before. We're announcing the ability for private astronauts to visit the space station on U.S. vehicles and for companies to engage in commercial profit-making activities on the station.
A round-trip ticket expected to cost around $58 million, and accommodations will run about $35,000 per night for trips of up to 30 days long. Only two visitors will be allowed per year, and they have to meet the same medical standards, training, and certification procedures as regular crew members. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.